Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable, supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
You know what having a headache is like, Paul? Having a headache is like having, I don't know, what would you say? Having a spike right in your head. Just like that. So our purpose this morning is to remove that spike from your head. That's what we're going to be doing this morning here on Health Matters, removing that headache and making you healthier. Right, Paul?
That was very curious.
Well, good morning. How are you? We have a beautiful morning. We have sunshine on the way. Highs near 70 degrees, I might add.
Oh,
so it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day and a good day to get on our way to better health, you think?
I think so.
So besides that migraine thing, what else are we going to be covering on the show this morning?
Well, first, of course, as you indicated, migraines. Practitioners tell you there's no cure and you're stuck with meds forever. But don't you believe it. Learn the proven alternative and stand up for your civil rights. Push back on flu vaccinations, plus how to instantly enhance your immune system. I'm going to share that little topic with you.
That's a good idea. Give us a call, too, 503-225-0860. We'd like to hear from you and have you be part of the show, 503-225-0860. Any health issue is fair game. Also, if you go on the air with Paul Rosen, you can get a copy of one of his books, The Great Health Heist, or The Missing Piece.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning, 360-750-7375, and save yourself a seat.
360-750-7375. When I get a headache, Paul, my inclination is to reach right for the Tylenol, but maybe that's not something I should be doing. I'll tell you why in just a second. First, though, how about this? How about we check in with our friend Frontier Pete?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
A moment with me, Frontier Pete, all natural woodsman. Meeting today with the Chief of the Wildlife Bureau.
Oh, hey, Pete. I've decided to move the Wildlife Bureau's offices here to the forest, right in the middle of the action.
All these phones and machines are pretty disruptive, Chief.
This is all important Wildlife Bureau business, Pete. Wildlife Bureau. Yeah, it's me. Put me down for 500 on the Seahawks and 7 on the spread. Thanks.
That's Wildlife Bureau business?
Yeah, Seahawks are birds, and birds are wildlife, right?
What are you doing to help the wildlife prosper the way they should, Chief?
Well, here, Pete, take this from the copy machine.
This is a copy of a picture of a salmon.
Right, now take this.
This is a picture of two salmon.
Yeah, it's spawning season. Wow, I don't think they're getting too much Wildlife Bureau business done out there in the woods at the Wildlife Office.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, I guess they'll have to improve on that. Migraines, Paul, medication is not always the answer. That's my point.
Yes. Yeah, that's totally true. You know, there are over 300 million people that experience a migraine worldwide. 300 million.
That's a lot of people.
At least one. 32 million in the U.S. alone. That's climbing. 20 million migraine attacks per day. 25% women and 10% men experience a migraine. And a recent study showed that the loss of labor time, there's loss of of money, lost productivity of migraine sufferers may exact a significant toll in U.S. business. According to the American Academy of Pain Medicine, 150 million work days per year, equivalent to 1,200 million work hours, are lost each year due to head pain, headaches, migraines.
A few things are worse than a headache, and especially a migraine. It seems like that chronic pain just keeps you from being able to do much of anything.
And the healthcare system spends between $5 and $17 billion on treating migraines.
And by the way, I said chronic pain, Paul. Can you tell me, are migraines necessarily something that you experience chronically? Can you
Absolutely.
Can you just have one every once in a while, though? Or do most people who have migraines experience them all the time?
Well, if you're experiencing a condition recurringly, that is, it recurs on some, you know, then that's a chronic condition.
Right. And I guess
acute
my question...
Acute is something where, you know, you, God forbid, get hit by a car. That's an acute situation.
That's pretty acute, yeah.
Fall from a ladder, fall from the sky... Fall on your head.
That would be sudden and acute.
And then you get head pain.
However, chronic migraines are the most common sort, I guess, is the point I'm getting to. If you have migraines, you probably have them on a continuing basis, right?
And they probably occur because of certain triggers. That's a technical term that you know that a migraine sufferer who knows the word trigger has spent some time in the healthcare system because that's the term that they use. And it could be, you know, cyclical, with the weather or seasons or those types of things. And what we want to do with this segment is we want to really break through and understand how to solve the migraine issue, recognizing that almost all of the treatments for migraines are really management tools. They're not treating the underlying root cause of the problem.
So medication would be one of those management tools, I assume.
All of it, whether the medication, some serious drugs like Imitrex or Zomeg or those types of things, prescription medications have considerable side effects to them, as we've talked on many occasions. And even the over-the-counter drugs, which you alluded to, and I'm sure you'll get to that particular have potentially severe, extreme side effects. And then, of course, the heavy, heavy drugs for pain medications, things like, the narcotic medications, hydrocodone and whatnot. And then the steroids, which are used as anti-inflammatories. And these things have potentially lethal side effects. So
these are all prescription drugs, right? This latter
half. The steroids will be prescription drugs. The narcotics, of course, and the migraine specific drugs are all prescription medications. Yeah.
You mentioned triggers, Paul. Why are some more susceptible to migraines than others?
Well, that's an individual question. I mean, why is the sky blue? Why do we fall when we jump off a building as opposed to rise? These are things which are highly personalized, and that's one of the reasons why the root cause of these problems are rarely addressed, because the people in charge don't recognize, don't know how to identify with precision, with a high degree of certainty, the factors, which will affect one person to the next. Personalized medicine takes time, and it also takes the tools to be able to identify that. And unfortunately, Western medicine and even many of the alternative medicines cannot identify with the highest degree of certainty, with precision, the triggers for that individual. So we amass a number of triggers, things like seasons, things like temperatures, things like perfumes and fragrances, things like chemicals, things like all different types of things, foods, food sensitivities, and these things can trigger. But I can tell you this, I can tell you that any person who suffers from a migraine, has thyroid issues, especially if that migraine occurs around the sides of the head all the way to the front, including the eyes and sinuses.
So we can identify that immediately. You need to have a healthier thyroid to help you get rid of those migraines.
This is indisputable. At least it's indisputable in my clinic. I mean, that is to say that almost every single migraine sufferer that I have ever worked with also had a thyroid complication. And in order to deal with that, you have to discover what the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are, because the medications, all medications, no matter, including herbals, right, will have side effects. There are side effects.
I assume those who may use herbal medications are seeking something more natural.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
And therefore, they may feel that safer, but if it's not effective, what's the point, right?
Well, it's not that it may not be effective. It might be effective. It doesn't have anything to do with effective or not effective. It does have less side effects. That is, the side effects are less severe, but it still potentially has side effects. And without identifying with precision what is actually vexing the thyroid, I like that word, vex.
I like that too.
Yeah. Vexing the thyroid, then, you know, you're just shooting in the dark. You're just, you know, using the shotgun method. If you're going to use methods which are not prescription medications, would have the most severe side effects, then you're likely to do less harm, but you're not likely to find the actual root cause of the problem.
It's a Band-Aid, as these things often are. Also, you say effective, maybe with herbal medications, for example, you get temporary relief, but as you've indicated, Paul, you're just treating the symptom, right?
And let's not throw temporary relief out just because. I mean, I get it. I've experienced a migraine, so I get it. I know what it feels like. And having any, you just want any relief, any kind of relief is, you know, because you, yeah. So I get that. But at the end of the day, if you continue with that pattern, then not only do the migraines not get addressed in any way long term, perhaps they even get more severe, but the underlying root cause, the organs and glands in particular, the thyroid, goes unaddressed, and worse things happen down the road, and you never connect them. The practitioners never connect them to that, and so and unfortunately, I must say that the majority of people that I see have gone that route. They use medications. They, try all different types of temporary relief, management relief, until eventually they, reach out for some crazy person like me who's doing something called nutrition response testing based on, kinesiology. And I get it. I mean, I understand it's crazy. And as I have always said and continue to say, that if you want unusual results, you have to use unusual methods. You cannot continue to use the same blood testing, the same hair testing, the same saliva testing, the same urine testing, the same skin testing. You can't continue to do that thinking you're going to get a different result. I mean, I had a new patient recently who was like scratching their head. Well, how come you didn't do any blood tests? How come you didn't? Well, this person had already had a number of those tests done by different practitioners. Why would that person think that my doing a blood test is going to give us any more information than the 5 blood tests that were done in the past?
Well, let me say this too. I think you're really shortchanging yourself. It's not crazy. If it gets results, it's good.
Well, when I mean crazy, I'm being
I know you're being
self-effacing. I'm being self-effacing. I mean, I get it. I mean, but it's different.
Well, let me say, too, that if it works, maybe it should be the first choice as opposed to the last choice. In other words, don't go through the medications and all this other stuff and then finally reach a point where it's almost unmanageable and decide you're going to try this particular method. Why not jump right on it and take care of yourself now?
As my grandmother used to say, from your lips to God's ears.
There
I mean,
go.
Yeah. But you know, I've been doing this for, oh my gosh, 25 plus years. And, you know, the usual is people have to hear it, then they have to hear it again, then they have to hear it again. And maybe after the 12th or 13th or 25th time, right, you know, some people realize that if you keep doing what you have been doing, you're going to keep getting what you have been getting. And we call that insanity.
Futility. I was going to say futility.
Yeah, well, that
we can
too.
Go with insanity.
Yeah, I mean, either one. I'm good with that.
Here's an idea. Pick up your phone right now and give us a call at 503-225-0860. If you're a migraine sufferer or if you have any health issue you'd like to address this morning, Paul Rosen is standing by here on Health Matters to chat with you and maybe get you on the road to better health. 503-225-0860.
Any person who is suffering from any chronic condition that wants to avoid the use of medications, because the problem with that is that once you begin down the medication road, right, it turns ugly quickly, meaning that anybody who's ever utilized a medication for a chronic condition, a chronic functional condition, and I'm referring specifically to functional issues, how the body functions and why it isn't functioning normally, then, you know, you just go from 1 to 3 to 5 to 7 to 9 to, and by the time you're, you know, 50 or 60 or, you know, even 70 years old, you're on a handful or more of medications and your body doesn't know which way's up anymore. So, in my personal view, and for those of you out there who are listening, if you agree with me, this is just not a fate that I would wish on my worst enemy. It's, you know, it's death by a thousand cuts.
Yes, it is. And again, there's almost nothing worse than a bad headache that debilitates you in many, many ways. What about lifestyle management, Paul? By that I mean stress and other things that can cause you to have headaches. And maybe there's even a chemical reaction when you're under stress or you're angry about something. I would think that would exacerbate whatever problems you already have, whatever is leading you to have migraines in the first place.
I think I know where you're going with that. And, of course, stress is an issue, right? But the biggest and most important thing is, additionally, because, of course, if you're in a relationship that isn't working, you got to fix it or get out. If you're in a job that isn't working for you, you have to either figure out a way to handle it or change, right? If you're worried about this and that, take it from me as a major, that's my tendency, right? You have to take action which sets you free. And to set yourself free, to make the best decisions, right, you have to be making them from a base which is clear and healthy. That's been my experience. And the first and foremost thing, as you identified it, lifestyle, is to change what you put in your mouth. It's what you put in your mouth that is either the death by a thousand cuts or the return of health by a thousand,
spoonfuls.
Spoonfuls of sunshine, right? It's what you put in your mouth. And the problem is we as human beings, the sarcophagus that we walk around in basically doesn't have all of the sensors that would be required to feel that death by a thousand cuts.
Let's not say sarcophagus. That sounds too self-defeating. We'll call it our shell.
Our shell.
We have our shell that we lumber
otherwise referred in. To as our flesh and bone body.
That's right. But we need to make that healthier, and obviously our diets are one way to do that. Lifestyle management, managing stress and things like that. And as you've indicated, Paul, also environmental factors.
Well,
chemicals that we expose ourselves to.
So first and foremost to the food, which would, with guidance, address the nutritional deficiencies that are, that occur over a lifetime, and the fact that the food supply doesn't contain the the nutrition that a human being needs to not just live but to thrive. And then secondly, the environment. And this is what you see in so many of the lists of triggers for migraines. I mean, things like, of course, fragrances, especially artificial fragrances. Oh my gosh, they are so horrible and so degenerative. People really don't understand it. I mean, I was walking in the farmer's market yesterday down in Hollywood, and God bless them, but you know, the men and women are running around wearing the same artificial fragrance. I mean, you couldn't, it was impossible to smell the fresh food on the tables.
It was that bad.
I mean, it's a stench you can follow all the way. It's just incredible. And the thing is, people don't understand that they're creating functional chaos within their endocrine systems. I mean, I know I may sound like a total nut, but I mean, I can't tell you how disruptive the perfumes and fragrances are with people. Now, I'm not talking about essential oils like citrus oils, orange and lemon and lime, you know, vanilla and those types of things. Those are uplifting and there's no issue with them disrupting the endocrine system. Although you get far beyond that into the essential oils, and you can also create problems. But and people wear, you know, we create scents for people out of essential oils, personalize them so that they're not disruptive. And then you've got, you know, a dehydration is also another one. People oftentimes, aren't conscious about, you know, how much pure filtered, you know, liquid that they're taking in, because most of the time they're drinking tons of coffee, alcohol, sports drinks. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a big problem. I think too many of us also, when you say, well, you're dehydrated, go drink something. They don't drink water. They drink one of the things you've indicated, and that's not what you need.
If people understood just how awful, how these bodies rebel, right, step by step, bit by bit, to these insults, they probably wouldn't do it, but I'm sure some still would.
So environmental factors sound like a compounding of things. It's not the fragrances by themselves necessarily, but it's all those other factors. And as you've indicated, detergents, a lot of the other things we use on a daily basis.
This year, we're after the break, I'll tell you one of the biggest factors that we had, which is one of the biggest factors in general that we experience.
Well, don't say that.
Months.
That's a good tease right there, Paul. Something that's causing your headaches, which you can remove from your lifestyle and maybe get rid of that aching head. Next on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. In the meantime, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
There is hope out there.
And you're doing better.
I'm telling people there's an exact plan for you.
Wow.
And it was, I just could not believe it.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
There's something in the air which could be causing your migraines. Details momentarily. 503-225-0860. We'd like to hear from you now at that number. Go on the air with Paul Rosen. Talk about any health issue that's on your mind. 503-225-0860. Paul has a couple of books. Call and go on the show, and you can get a copy of one of those books. They're The Missing Piece. That's one book. And The Great Health Heist.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and yes, of course, fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free and seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Just call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. We should also mention, Paul, that your brand new redesigned website is up and running. I've been surfing around this morning. One thing that impresses me is that you now have an archive of past editions of this program.
Indeed.
At that website. So you can go there and hear the past few weeks of shows and get yourself all caught up and listen at your leisure. That's very nice.
AccuNatural, ACUNatural.com. You can go there. You can look at what I'm talking about with respect to the muscle testing. There's a demonstration of it. There's all kinds of information on nutrition response testing, in addition to the two books that I've written. And then, of course, the radio page. And avail yourself of the deep bench on recipes for all different kinds of dishes. Yes, even some desserts in there. Yes, there are. They don't have sugar in them, but they're there, as well as lots of entrees and side dishes and so forth. I've spent pretty much of the past 20 years putting it all together, and the website has been recently redone, so we've got all of that in one place. And folks out there, you want specific answers? Well, start there. AccuNatural, ACUNatural.com. And then, of course, for those of you who have questions, come see me. Come talk to me face-to-face. Look me in the eye and tell me you're as healthy as you want to be. That's what I'm talking about. Look me in the eye and tell me you're as healthy as you want to be.
That's throwing down the gauntlet right
there. There you go.
Okay, Paul, something in the air which may be giving us headaches. What is it?
So most people, most migraine sufferers, are also allergy sufferers as well, and they have been, basically it has been explained to them that it's the seasons changing, in the fall and then, throughout the summer and spring, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is the one thing that I have discovered over and over and over again that is the common element to the season-changing explanation is an environmental factor that is consistent, that is constant, that is ever present, and it becomes present in the spring, throughout the summer, and ultimately, basically, is gone. By the middle of fall.
Is it billboards?
No.
Okay, that was number one on my guest list.
Billboards never go away. I mean, they may change what they're advertising, but billboards are always there.
Scratch billboards.
It's pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and fertilizers.
And this all has to do with growing seasons.
It all has to do with growing season, where the growing is done, utilizing, synthetically made fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides.
So here we are in a very
agricultural... And I've proven this. I have proven this over and over and over and over again. So when you think about it, you'd say to yourself, well, oh my gosh, you really believe it's pollen? You really think that's the trigger? Right. And I'm not saying that there isn't an individual out there who might not have a reaction to the pollen in the air. I get that. But the bottom line is, as I will tell you, that almost every single human being has a reaction to pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and the synthetic fertilizers.
Really? So
almost
all...
everyone. They might not recognize it, right? It might be a little disruption in their eyes might get dry. They might have digestive disturbances. They may, of course, get migraines. The one thing that people ask me all the time is, well, what about genes? I mean, is this a genetic issue? And the answer is that everything is a genetic issue. There isn't anything, any abnormality, that develops over time functionally that isn't part of the genetic, picture.
So to tie it all together, your genetic makeup, as it may impact how you have, you know, how receptive you are to perfumes and things like that, which you discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing applies to the pesticides in the air. You may have a genetic inclination to not receive those well. In other words, they'll make you sicker than other people.
Indeed. And the more your diet undermines your health, the more susceptible you are, the more maladies you experience, the more abnormalities you experience, you know, the worse things get. It's really that simple. And I have taken these principles that I am explaining, and I have put them into action in my clinic, and the results have been nothing less than, have been very good. You know, I was going to use the word miraculous, but I think that's kind of overused. It's been very, for the person who is experiencing the migraines, who has a history of them, they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I mean, right now I've got several migraine sufferers that I'm currently working with, you know, on a weekly basis, and one of them's life is totally upside down. I mean, like, you talk about stress, it's through the roof, and yet she has not experienced a migraine, and she just can't believe it.
So let me ask you this, Paul. We can change our environments to a certain extent. We can make sure we're not around detergents and other deadly chemicals or chemicals which may affect our health in a bad way. We can also make sure we're not around people using a lot of perfume.
that's almost impossible if you walk outside your house.
Well, okay, fair enough. But you can control, say, your office environment to an extent, certainly your home environment, but as for the pesticides and stuff in the air, maybe not so much because it's out there. I mean, you're not going to be able to necessarily talk your local farmers into using fewer pesticides than they have in the past. Here's my point with all that. In order to deal with that, if you're already susceptible, maybe you need to strengthen your defenses.
Well, what you need to do is you need to change your lifestyle so that so your defenses are not as easily overwhelmed.
Well, there you go, right there. Mm-hmm. And you do that by making yourself healthier, I assume.
And we'll hear from one of my patients, unless the live interview takes place, but we'll hear from one of my patients, a former migraine sufferer, who discovered exactly what I have described.
So he found solutions, she found ways to manage all those factors in a way that helped her handle her migraine.
What she found out was that by changing her lifestyle, meaning changing what she puts in her mouth, avoiding certain foods like the sweeteners, like sugar, and grains for the most part, and then identifying the specific tools that would help her thyroid and help her liver recover slowly but surely, that the migraines themselves became history.
We can address it with your patient directly, but did those lifestyle changes include not just diet, but managing stress, for example, or removing certain things from her environment?
Removing some things from the environment. And, of course, I do share strategies on how to reduce stress, how to handle stress. But it was really more about, honestly, it was really more about her getting a personalized nutritional healing program, which identified the unique qualities that she had within her and the environmental interaction, how that was going, how that was taking place. And by doing that, we addressed her personally, specifically, rather than just me giving her a list of triggers, avoid this, avoid this, avoid this, avoid this. Right, which rarely works because, as you say, how can you avoid the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides as they begin to be, strewn across the land in middle of February, early March?
Right,
it's impossible.
They're everywhere. So I guess
your next door neighbor is walking around in sandals or flip flops with a sprayer, a Monsanto, little tool spraying his or her driveway or the dandelions on the grass or whatever in flip-flops. Oh, my gosh. I've seen it. If I haven't seen it once, I've seen it 1,000 times.
So we're not just talking about industrial farm operations.
No.
It could be your next-door neighbor, as you indicated.
It absolutely is your next-door neighbor. I mean, for us, for example, we have people who hire lawn services. And our next door neighbor, one of our next door neighbors, the lawn service, one of the ways that they kept the grass looking green was by every week or every other week, literally putting down a coat of Monsanto's, you know, weed killer, not just on the grass, but on the driveway and sidewalk.
Now, besides all that, Paul, we had a pretty bad wildfire season this year in Oregon. That also could affect our environment in terms of the amount of smoke it brings into town. In fact, Mary is on the line. And, Mary, we have to take a quick break, but we will take your call momentarily and address that very issue about the smoke from the wildfires making our health a little more hazardous. That's next. You're on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, just go to my website at AccuNatural, acunatural.com. Click on the radio show page and choose whichever show you'd like to listen to. In the meantime, if you have a question, pick up the phone and call me now, 503-222-5086. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
And if you really think about it, what does medication do except treat the symptoms?
Exactly.
Then once you eliminate that and you reach a different plateau, it's indescribable.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
503-225-0860. Paul Rosen is standing by to take your call. 503-225-0860. Remember, any health issue is fair game. Here on Health Matters. Let's go directly to the phones right now with Mary. Good morning, Mary. Thank you for calling. You're on the air with Paul Rosen.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Rosen. I have a question about the smoke and the ashes from the wildfires.
Yeah.
How can we prevent health problems caused by them?
How can we prevent what?
Health problems caused by the smoke and the ashes.
How can we prevent it? That's a kind of it's a more complicated question than you would think. But anyway, I'll tell you what I did, and maybe that would, you know, maybe that would help. The first thing is is you have to strengthen your own immune system. You have to clean up your liver. You have to make sure that your thyroid is in the best of health. That's number one.
Okay.
Because what happens is that, you know, when the air is that bad, and as you know, it, I mean, at least for me, I've been here for more than 25 years, and I have never experienced the air as bad as it was, you know, in that time, right, than it was this summer. I mean, you know, for well over 4 to 6 weeks, I mean, I couldn't even see the tops of the buildings in downtown Portland from I-5, which was, like, pretty weird.
Right.
And the content of the air was not just wood smoke. Right. It contained some pretty awful hazardous toxins. And for a long time. So what I did and what I helped my patients do was first and foremost put them on a nutritional healing program and give them some of the worst ones, give them some ways to clean up their liver, because what happens is when you breathe these chemicals, it's not just that they affect your lungs, but as you breathe these chemicals in, your liver has to metabolize. It has to handle this stuff, and it gets overwhelmed. And for the people whose livers are overwhelmed, they experienced, well, headaches. They experienced muscle aches from top of the head to tip of toe. Right. They experienced all kinds of, you know, allergy like symptoms, runny nose, sore throat, digestive upset. I mean, all and most people wouldn't attribute it to the poor air quality. I mean, even in my own clinic, people were coming in. Many people were coming in with all different kinds of, you know, functional problems. And when I did the type of testing that I do, I was able to determine what was going on and provided them, and this may answer your question more specifically, provided them with tools that would help their liver clear itself up more quickly so that the symptoms they experienced were either completely eliminated or were milder, right? But at the end of the day, poison is poison. And until the air was cleaned up, like it's fairly well cleaned up now, you know, there's nothing to do except to take responsibility and know what food you should be eating and have the tools to be able to help your liver, you know, maintain more potency. And that requires being on a nutritional healing program. I mean, it's what it is.
Okay. Right?
But it's the, you understand, it's the accumulation over time, right?
Okay.
The air quality probably didn't affect the people who, you know, younger people, people who haven't been on the planet for a very long period of time, whose livers are still fresh and totally, you know, vibrant.
Oh, I see.
You follow?
Yes.
But the longer you're on the planet, the harder your liver has had to work. I mean, we live in a toxic environment no matter what. The fires were just like, oh my gosh, added heaps and bounds above that.
Okay. But over here, we're not as severe as in California, or Northern California right now.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. It just gets me in the gut. I just cannot believe. Hopefully you don't know anybody there in that area.
Yes, I have friends.
Oh my gosh. I just can't. I almost, honestly, I can't even look at the pictures. I just, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, no, that's really awful. But it does, going back to the, you know, the air quality itself, it totally depends on how healthy and how vibrant, you know, your thyroid and your liver are. And the way to know that is to, to find out specifically what your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are. A start on that for you would be to start eliminating sugar from your diet. I mean, I'm assuming you haven't done that.
Oh, I have.
Well, then shame on me.
No.
So that's the first. That's the first and foremost thing. And then the next thing is, you know, you want to eat as few grains as possible. Now the reason for this is because the less hard that the liver has to work, then the less likely you will be, your body will be overwhelmed and you'll experience migraines or allergy symptoms or, you know, reactions to poor air quality. You follow?
Yes. I feel better when I don't eat grains.
Yeah. And of course, that's because it's a big, big imposition on your liver. Right? Your liver is what's responsible for, handling the insulin. and so the more insulin you produce, the harder the liver has to work, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the reason for that. And then, of course, you want to choose organically grown produce because that keeps you out of the, further consumption of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. That's the reason for that.
Okay. Well, thank you for your advice.
Does that help?
Yes, it helps me a lot. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And my thoughts are with any friend of you, a friend of yours who may, you know, who'd be enduring that California thing. I just, you know, it just gets me right in the chest.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for calling, Mary. Again, we have time for your call, too. 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. If you want to get rid of your migraines, well, we have a patient who can tell you what worked for her. That's next hour here on Health Matters.
Yes, this is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or could listen to past shows, just go to my website at AccuNatural, acunatural.com. Click on the radio show page and choose the show that interests you. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable, supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
Paul Rosen, we are so loaded with news and information this hour on Health Matters. I don't know how we're going to get all to it, so we're going to do this quickly. Give us a call right now at 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860, and we can include you in the show. Call Paul, talk about your health issue, get on your road to solutions. We have on the phone right now, Paul, a patient of yours who did that very thing, who had some problems, and he found ways to better manage all those issues. So, Paul, you take over, introduce this man to us, and let's hear his story.
Good morning, Burton.
Good morning, Paul.
you remembered.
Yes.
Did you? I'm glad. I was hoping that was true.
I did.
So how did, I'm just going to lob a bunch of softballs in your direction. How did you come to get yourself tested using the nutrition response testing technologies?
Well, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years, and things got so bad, I came in and did the nutritional response testing.
So why were you looking for help in the first place? What, you know, kind of set that up? What's the history behind it, and why you finally, after 2 years of listening, we've talked about this, decided to take the leap. So start in the beginning. What were you suffering from, and was, if you don't mind?
No. I've been pre-diabetic for about 4 or 5 years, and I was taking valerian root because I had diabetic nerve pain in my feet, and that seemed to keep it away. But then it got so bad that the valerian root just stopped working.
Right, wasn't working anymore.
No, and so that's why I came to you, because my feet were burning so bad.
So you were pre-diabetic. Actually,
yeah.
We talked about this. You were actually diabetic. Maybe the medicos, you know, label it pre-diabetic, but
mm-hmm.
you're either a diabetic or you're not.
Right.
and the way they categorize it, and you know, to be fair, is based on whether or not. In their view, you start needing medications to maintain a normal blood sugar. Were you on any medications?
No.
So you weren't taking any medications. However, you were utilizing an herb, valerian, you know, as a medication, as a management tool.
Yes.
Was there anything else in your health history that that you were concerned about?
Well, I had a lot of pain in my left toe, and my left thumb and wrist, and my eyes. My eyes were getting pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anything? Any digestive issues? Any other?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I seem to be fine digestively until I started taking what you prescribed to me.
And then you had problems with your digestion?
Well, yeah. Well, I was. Once I started your program,
mm-hmm.
my stools were really loose, and I've been on your program for 47 days, and they're still that way. But I think that's because the stuff you're giving me is working.
and so let's talk about all of the different things, all the different things that you tried. To handle all that difficulty, all that pain and discomfort?
Well, I was taking garlic, curcumin. I've taken a lot of herbs that you said were garbage.
Well, what I said was is they weren't working.
Right, yeah, right? That's true. Yeah,
and, of course, I wasn't saying anything that you already didn't know.
Right.
It's just that no one actually, with any experience, ever looked at you and said, well, these things aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
You would agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Yeah, and you were taking some other vitamins and things like that, and yet your condition continued to get worse and worse.
Yes, it did.
So, was the evaluation, you came in, you got your evaluation. Was your evaluation painful?
No, not at all.
Was it unusual? Was it unusual?
Yes, it was. Very unusual.
Well, talk about that.
Well, when I came to see you, I met with your people at first, and then you had me lay on the bed, and you had these, like they were cassette tapes, but they actually ended up having little glass vials of all kinds of things. And what was weird for me is you had a lady in there with me,
mm-hmm.
and she was holding my right wrist, and you were holding on to her wrist, but you were touching me all over the place.
Right. So we were doing something called indirect muscle testing.
Okay.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah. Alrighty.
And that was unusual for you.
Yes.
But you didn't leave your shoes and run out the door.
No.
you maintained your cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came in and we, I got the results and put that together in a report.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back for what we call your report of findings.
Yeah.
And how was that experience?
It was really, I was amazed at what you had found.
And then we, you grabbed the gauntlet and you decided you were going to take the challenge and change your diet according to the recommendations and take the supplements that I recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what results so far?
Well, I'm feeling better and better. The burning in my feet is totally gone now.
And you had been experiencing that for how long?
Oh, shoot. A year at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now the burning, but there was some numbness and tingling before that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So how far back? How far back with the numbness and tingling, and then ultimately as it got more severe, the burning? How far back did it go?
I'm sure at least a couple years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'll have to say, you know, I've had a brain tumor removed, and one of the sources was the contrast, which is radium.
Yes.
And
so that's what I was actually trying to get you to talk about.
Okay.
Is that part of this is also post-cancer treatment.
Right.
You know, and when I was asking you, you know, what was the history behind this, I was trying to get you to come out and say, hey, I have a history of brain cancer. But yep. You finally did. So in part, the tingling and burning and numbness, what we call paresthesias, right, is often a side effect of the conservative treatment of cancer,
mm-hmm.
which you did undergo.
Yeah.
So now the picture is finally fully painted.
Yes.
And so not just the pre-diabetes, but also the treatment from cancer, the post, you know, the symptoms from that.
Right.
And all of those things are improving or gone.
Yep.
Wow.
And I've had multiple surgeries besides my brain surgery, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a total of, I think, 12 surgeries so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
And over the last 47 days, you're feeling better than you have since when?
Oh, since forever. I mean, holy cow. I can't believe how much better I'm feeling, Paul.
Yeah, and that's all due to this crazy muscle testing stuff, and then your willingness, of course,
yep,
to change your diet.
Yep.
And in the beginning, that was a little bit of a challenge.
Not really.
That's fabulous.
No, not really at all.
Yeah, because you had kind of been searching around for something like that, and
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What value would you place on having a specific strategy, like a nutritional healing program? I mean, why is that important?
Well, it's very important to me because your program is, like you say, individually for each person. So if I want to rate you on 100, you're 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
And the importance of actually having a strategy for you personally it's unspeakably important.
It is.
I mean, you had been taking how many things, including vitamins and minerals and, you know, herbals and everything, how many things were you taking before you came to see me?
Oh, shoot. when I came to see you the on the third time, I think, I brought a whole gym bag full of the vitamins and minerals I was taking.
Right. And how many less things are you taking now?
I'm not taking any of those, but I'm just taking what you're prescribing to me.
But I'm saying how many less, how much less than what you were taking?
Shoot. I think I'm taking about maybe 12 now, and I was taking like 23 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you were taking 23 or 24 and getting very little result.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
How would you rate the change in lifestyle with respect to the diet? How important do you now see that really is?
Oh, very important. I mean, holy cow. I'd rate it, if it was a 30, I'd rate 30.
How, you know, one thing I did sort of overlook to ask you is, you said you've been listening to me on the radio for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
why did you come at the point that you did? I mean, you'd been hearing the same message for 2 years.
Yeah. I got so desperate. This was the last choice before I would go to my doctors and get on those Western medications.
Oh. So we're talking like, pulled your fat seriously out of the fire there.
Yeah.
Yes, but you have to, both of us have to acknowledge that you were willing.
Yeah.
I mean, you actually were willing to make the changes and follow the program. And there's just no replacement for that.
No, there isn't.
You know, if someone in your position, if they said to you, oh, my gosh, I can't imagine me not eating sugar. What would you say?
Oh, I would say just don't eat it. I mean, holy cow, this sugar is one of the worst things for you. Probably the worst thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many people. You wouldn't imagine. Even their last throes of last hope, going like, oh, my gosh, I can't see me not eating sugar.
Well, really, I don't even miss it. I don't even miss it.
So what was the most challenging part of the process for you, of the program for you?
Well, I don't know, not the food chart.
You mean keeping track?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're almost done with that.
Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, that's it?
Yeah. I really have had no problem following your program.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were ready.
Oh, yeah, I was totally ready. I was desperate.
And you feel like you're being supported through the process? I mean, like from front to back?
Oh, yeah. Yep, totally.
Great.
Yep.
What are some of the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation?
Well, that the burning in my feet went away was the biggest one. Then just overall just feeling better and better as, you know, each day goes by.
So you're actually, I mean, in your estimation, would you agree with the fact that you're getting really more than you expected?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, describe that. Explain that.
Well, just my overall sense of being, I just feel better.
Which is not something you actually thought. That...
No. I told you the second time I came in, I felt like crap for so long. I didn't even realize I was feeling cruddy.
Exactly. The dimmer switch.
Yeah.
Right? Slow but sure. You just can't feel it until you feel it.
Right. Yeah.
But lots of degradation has taken place over that period of time. And now, you know, after 47 days, you're starting to see above the clouds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what one or two things would you say you've learned specifically about getting healthier since you've been working with me?
Well, just to follow your program. I mean, stick to it and don't try not to deviate.
So the importance of a program, the importance of a strategy. If somebody were to say, hey, Burton, well, you know, I could do this on my own. I could make the choices and follow. What would you say?
I would say just to go to you, because you're really good on the follow-up appointments. You know, you're awesome about that.
Talk about a little bit about that more. Flesh that out if you can.
Okay, well, when I come in to see you, you always test me, and you've added a couple things, and just you're right there when I need you.
Cool. And I'm going to ask you a real softball here, obviously. Are your efforts proving worthwhile?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And do you feel like you're more empowered, you know, with respect to, you know, what you can or cannot do?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Cool. And we have a ways to go.
Yep.
I mean, we're not done yet.
No.
And we'll handle those softer stools. Don't you worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, your body is really making a ton of changes. And, of course, along with the what different types, by the way, of Western therapies did you do for besides the surgery for the brain cancer?
just the radiation and right. Initial it was radiation and
Were you doing any chemotherapy?
Yeah, chemo for a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, really, you know, had to, and
yeah.
I'm not undermining you, had to.
Right. You know, and the thing is, I was getting an MRI at the start every 3 weeks for like a few months.
Uh-huh.
And then finally I was able to go to every 4 weeks for a few months, and then every 6 weeks.
And now you understand that, yes, the treatments may have saved your life, but it definitely reduced the quality of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like dramatically.
You know what's actually interesting is I had three tumors. They removed 98% of the first tumor, and there were two satellite tumors they couldn't operate on because of their location.
Yeah, yeah.
But they haven't grown at all, so why am I even doing it? They're just monitoring the growth.
Well, they should. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you should, you know, you should continue to do. You should
mm-hmm.
continue to monitor. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has anybody else noticed any changes in you? Some of your friends, your neighbors, your family members? And you?
Yeah, I think so.
Have they made mention?
Yeah, they see I'm lighter, happier.
What's that worth?
Oh, it's worth gold.
Yeah. It's gold. Mm-hmm. It's definitely gold. Well, is there anything else that you would add, you know, to your experience or anything you could share with, you know, with listeners who might be on the fence?
I'd say just come in and see you and get tested.
Would you wait for 2 years again, knowing what you know now?
No.
Well, Why not?
Because I actually waited too long. So...
Oh, hindsight is 20/20, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, was there hesitation on your part? The message didn't change over the last 2 years, right?
No.
So the things that you were hearing are the same things you'd hear right now.
Right.
But you just had to, I guess you just had to get to that point where, you know, you were going.
Yeah, I was going downwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Burton, I appreciate so much the opportunity to work with you. I really do, and I'm so glad that you're improving. And you and I still have some work to do, And I'm looking forward to it. One last word for, you know, what would you recommend to folks out there?
Like I said, come in and get tested by you.
And then don't resist the program, right? Just
Oh, exactly.
I mean, just do it.
Yeah, you got to be willing to follow the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And that program is your personal program.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Burton. Hey, great. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Okay.
And
I'll see you Monday.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Burton, for being on the show here on Health Matters. 503-225-0860. We have time for your call this morning, 503-225-0860. For more information about everything Paul Rosen does, plus archive editions of this program, past shows, go to AccuNatural.com. That's ACUNatural.com. You can do that 24/7 and get all kinds of critical information. All right, Paul Rosen, that was a pretty inspiring story. A guy having to deal with a diagnosis that would horrify any sane human being, the fact that he had brain cancer, and he's been able to not only beat that, but also deal with his numerous other health issues.
And I think some of the takeaways, you know, are that number one, we really don't see you know, we don't have the capacity to sense or see, you know, our health unravel. And we just don't. It just seems to unravel all at once. But the truth of the matter is that it really does occur over time, especially when it comes to chronic functional, you know, illness.
You know, I think one small example of that is how we gain weight. You'll see many people rationalize gaining a few pounds here and there, and then over time, before you know it, you're 30 or 40 pounds overweight, you know, and maybe if you happen to have the wherewithal to lose that weight later, you may look at those older pictures of yourself and be absolutely horrified at what you allowed to happen to yourself. So take that principle and apply it to your general health or to various serious issues like chronic migraines. And I think you can see where, as you just indicated, Paul, these things sneak up on you in a way.
And another takeaway from Burton is that you can read, you know, a million articles. You can hear from your friends, take this, take that, take this supplement, take that herb. But until you actually get a personalized nutritional healing plan or strategy, the likelihood that it's going to work is considerably, considerably less. I mean, as you heard Burton talk about, he was taking some 23 different types of supplements, and I'm certain that those supplements were self-prescribed, or he heard from some, you know, read some article or heard from somebody, you know, take this. And, you know, at some point he recognized they weren't working, none of it. But as soon as he got his own personalized strategy, his own approach, along with his willingness to follow that approach, right, not resist, just do it, right? In 47 days, he feels better than he's felt in forever, in his own words.
Well, good for you, Burton. You are the man of the moment, and you're kind of a model for us all who wish to improve our health. Well, Paul, the immune system is also pretty important. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed.
There are specific things you can do to improve your immune system beginning just about immediately. That's next here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural. That's ACU1CNatural.com. Click on the radio show page and choose the show that interests you. In the meantime, we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
It's not a myth. It's not magic. It's a program that is wonderful and it works.
Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Your approach is very warm. I feel like you care about whether or not I'm getting better, and that is very encouraging.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
Very specific information from a client of Paul Rosen's who beat her migraines. That in just a moment. 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. We're always standing by to take your call. If you go on the air with Paul Rosen, you can get a copy of one of his books, The Great Health Heist, or the missing piece. We also urge everybody, Paul, to go to your website, AccuNatural.com, A-C-U-Natural.com. You can get archived editions of this radio show, including a nice picture of Paul Rosen, which I took with my cell phone, I might add.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so there you are in front of the microphone looking happy.
On the radio show page.
About spreading the good news about how to get healthy. Also, if people want to meet you in person, Paul, shake your hand, say hello, and get some good information, when and where will that be happening next?
I'll be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and many other aspects of or abnormalities of the digestive system. At Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375. You know, Burton said he waited for over 2 years. He listened to me for 2 years. And in hindsight, he said, oh, my gosh, I never would have waited. Now, I understand that that is, you know, the reflective, you know, indication. Reflecting back, yeah, he wouldn't have. So, take Burton's perspective, folks. If you've been listening to me for a while, or if you just heard me and you're suffering from whatever, you know, with respect to your health, any chronic functional illness, know that without a specific personalized nutritional healing program, the likelihood that you will address the underlying root cause once and for all is extremely small, extremely small. And my next guest, Teresa and her husband Mark, I think it was Teresa who was the migraine sufferer, she experienced the exact same thing that Mark did. That is to say, you know, she's had these things for a long time and has tried many, many different things. But ultimately, when she got her personalized program, finally, she understood what was going on and things changed for her. Let's listen. So you heard me on the radio and you came to the talk. What did you hear that inspired you to take the step and do something?
Well, we heard that there's a possibility of us both feeling better. And everything we were hearing from our doctors was that there really wasn't anything wrong and nothing you can really do. So that wasn't enough.
Well, what was it that you were trying to address, Teresa? And I know, Mark, you know, you can step in any time. So start with Teresa.
Well, for me, I've had headaches, migraines since a teenager. And I was also having skin rashes and just this intense burning in my hands and feet, and there was, you know, no solution. So that was the three main reasons.
Yeah, three
do something else.
Three good reasons. And didn't you have, or didn't I provide you with an experience actually before you even became a patient?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yes. Migraines, like I said, have been a problem for me just forever, and I was at your office having a migraine that day. It had started in the afternoon.
That was when you were coming in just for your evaluation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And before I left, my migraine was, I would say, 85% gone before I left the office.
And we hadn't actually really even totally started yet, right?
No, we hadn't. It was amazing. And my prescription never did that. I mean, my prescription would just sort of, you know, make it where I could tolerate it without, you know, being sick to my stomach and just a zombie. But this was great. No side effects. I didn't feel like I was, you know, comatose. It was great.
Just relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Just relief.
But to do that, We had to find your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. And I used the nutrition response testing to discover those things. And I talked about something called regulation. Right?
Yes.
And of course, at that time, you didn't know what the heck I was talking about. You were just, you know, basically suffering and, you know, never having a complete migraine myself, I can only imagine. I've certainly had bad headaches, but, you know, migraines for how long did you say?
Since I was about 12.
Since 12?
Yeah.
So how many years?
Well, I'm 38 now, so.
26 years?
Yes.
Gosh. Anyway, so we find the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing using this really kind of unusual method of testing. True?
Yes.
I mean, you weren't familiar with it, but you were comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Muscle testing.
Yeah, it was different, for sure. But at that point, I was open to something different because what I was doing wasn't working.
And so we were able to hone in with absolute specificity right there on the table within minutes, helping, you know, your headaches disappear.
Yeah, it really felt like a miracle.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And well, it is. If you don't know the rules of the game, you know, I was thinking about an analogy. I was thinking about how many of us would actually, you know, step into a fighter jet, walk up in the cockpit and start, you know, oh, okay, I guess I'll take this for a test drive. And yet, if you think about it in a strange way, that's exactly what we're asked to do as human beings. We're asked to step into a body and, you know, make it work, right? I mean, fortunately for us, most of the stuff is done automatically. But, you know, if we don't know how to support it, if we don't know how to enable it, right?
Right.
Then what happens?
Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
It doesn't work very well. But it's not a mystery, right? Now
it's not, yeah.
It's not a mystery now.
So what most impacts me about that, Paul, what makes the biggest impression is the fact that she went 26 years suffering these migraines from the time she was a kid.
Yeah, and utilizing, of course, the medications, which, as she said, you know, when things got really, really bad, they made it tolerable. But, you know, there's no end in sight. And, I mean, imagine, you know, not knowing, you know, whenever something could pop up and, you know, things just got worse and worse. And, again, just like Burton, reaching out for something different, realizing that if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same result. And I don't know about you, but that's, oh my gosh. You know, that's, again, to me, that's a death by a thousand cuts.
And also, too, I would think if you're...
I like that expression today. I don't know
death
why.
Death of a thousand cuts?
Yeah.
You use that more than once. Maybe you've been watching some kung fu movies or something.
Yeah.
That's it. Martial arts films have taught you that. I think what also impressed me about that is if you go for that long, decades, with this chronic condition, maybe it just becomes part of your lifestyle. As
well, it
does. As it is, you kind of adjust to that reality.
You constantly adjust. You have to adjust. I mean, and that's what I call the dimmer switch of ultimately experiencing the quality of your life washed down the drain.
So
because you're adjusting.
The abnormal becomes normal, in other words.
Absolutely. This is normal. This was normal for her, right? It's just normal. And you don't, I mean, you know, I mean, for the most part, you have to do it because how are you going to, I mean, most of us aren't born with a silver spoon. Most of us actually have to work for a living.
Also, it relates to gaining weight, maybe incrementally over time. Suddenly you're X number of pounds overweight. I think some just accept that. They say, this is the way I am.
Weight gain is, yes, we can continue to use that analogy, but... you know, weight gain and migraines are not in the same category, right? I mean, you can live with an extra 40 pounds, but having a migraine, you know, and the severity of it is debilitating.
Well, what if you're still wearing bell bottoms in the 21st century?
They're back in, I think they're coming back in style. You know,
it goes in about 20-year cycles.
Is that what it is? 20 years? I didn't know.
What if you're still wearing polyester in the 21st century? My point is, you can change. See? Nobody
stop
likes
it,
polyester.
Stop it.
Get rid of that. What if you're still wearing an ascot?
Where are we going with this?
You can change. You don't have to accept that.
Oh,
you can change
yeah.
those things.
Yeah.
That's where we're going with that.
You know, that's just something that the reason, and I've said this many times, but I do like to repeat it. The reason I do this show is because I wish I could have heard somebody like me talking truth, giving me the potential solution to avoiding medications and treating the root cause of functional illness many years before I lost my health so dramatically, right? I would have liked to have, you know, bumped into somebody like me. And ultimately I did. Dr. Freddie Yulin of Yulin Nutritional Systems, the guy who is responsible for, putting together the nutrition response testing technology. I did ultimately bump into him. But it took a long time, and it was a search. I mean, it was an active search. It wasn't something that just sort of happened, although it did sort of happen, right? But it took a long time. How bad do things have to get, folks, before you realize that what you're doing or what you have been doing isn't working?
You can fix it. If you're wearing a mullet right now, you can change that. Your health even.
Word.
Also, I just noticed something on the website that I think many people will find useful. We'll discuss that momentarily. Plus, we'll hear more about Teresa's Road to Better Health. That's all coming up momentarily here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com. Click on the radio show page and choose the show that interests you. In the meantime, if you have a question, pick up the phone and call me now at 503-225-0860. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
If you're not getting any relief or not finding any forward momentum in your path to trying to get back to health, I would suggest you go and look into muscle response testing. Go see Paul.
It's a life-changing. You feel so much better. It's priceless.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
Well, of course, we still have time for your call at 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. What I noticed about the webpage that kind of impressed me, it all impresses me, Paul, but in particular, there's directions to the clinic here that they tell you how to get there via the bus.
Yeah. Well, some people need, use public transportation. I mean, my staff. Two-thirds of my staff uses public transportation.
So from Portland or Vancouver, mm-hmm. there are directions on how to find your clinic via TriMet. That's pretty cool. I think that's pretty darn cool. Plus, there's all this other information. And most importantly to me, for some reason, this is the thing that most impacts me, is the radio archive. You can go on to the website, click on the radio link. It just says radio. Click on that. Go to AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com. Click on that radio link, and you can find specific shows addressing specific health topics.
And there's a lot more about nutrition response testing, explaining what it is, explaining where it came from, explaining how it's used, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, people often ask me, well, where can I find something to read? Well, believe me, I've spent a ton of time and a ton of money putting that website together, so take advantage of it. Please.
Yeah, it looks really good, and there's a ton of good stuff on there. AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com. All right, Paul, we want to get to the last part of Teresa's story along with Mark, right?
First, want to talk about the next Free Health Seminar.
Which will be coming when and where?
I will be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st. At 6:30 p.m., parking is free, seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself and a friend a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. All right, Teresa and her husband Mark. Teresa had suffered from migraines for 26 years. They found solutions. Shall we hear the last part of their story?
Yeah, and what they recommend.
Okay, here we go.
So what was the most challenging part of the program for you?
It's working, both of us working, and eating more at home, because for us, we would eat out a lot. And not fast food. We totally stayed away from fast food, but it was just regular restaurants.
Just regular restaurants. And now that you know more about, the environment out there, you can see that it's, just strewn with potential landmines.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, dressings, salad dressings, things that you would think would be perfectly fine, just even chicken or steak. So often they marinate them or put all kinds of spices on there that aren't good for me.
Now you know.
Now I know. Yeah.
You can imagine how many people out there are basically getting stuck in that trap. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go out to a restaurant. I went out to a restaurant. It was Jake's Grill a few weekends back, and they were oh so helpful.
Oh, that's good.
They were oh so helpful. I went in there and I said, look, I've got food sensitivities and I need, you know, just some totally fresh food that's got no, I can't eat grains and I can't eat any sweetener of any sort. And they went out of their way to help me. My wife and I had a good lunch and, you know, bing, bang, boom, we walked away. We were full. We were satisfied. We were, and no conflict, no problem. So you can do it.
Yes, you just have to communicate with your server, but that doesn't work just everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we had pretty good success, last month when we were on vacation.
Oh, you guys were unbelievable, and you proved that you can travel and still stick to your program.
That's yes, right. That is
definitely
right.
And, of course, how did it feel?
Fine.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
The other thing, too, is that it's, you know, I think initially I was kind of wondering, you know, how this whole thing worked. And, of course, you know, my mind went right away to, you know, special diet scenario, you know, and so you have to cut down on this and that. And that's not really the deal. You know, you can eat in whatever quantities, you know, that satisfy you. And those are copious quantities for me. Yet a very interesting side effect, and the one that certainly was a benefit, is that I immediately lost about 5 pounds. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing.
A side effect of losing weight.
No, yeah, go figure. Huh?
A side effect. The side effect of a nutritional healing program, lose weight. Oh, my gosh.
The frosting on the cake.
The frosting on the cake, exactly. So we're going to have to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to ask you, what would you say to folks out there who want to use safe, natural, and effective methods, who are inclined to look to supplements or whatnot? I mean, what would you say to them as far as getting their life back on track?
I would say go check out the seminar. That's really helped us just find out if it was something that was right for us. And I think it really needs, for me, somebody to direct us in the right path, because we weren't going down the right path.
Yeah, we wouldn't have found it. We didn't have a really, even with all the research and so on, we really didn't have a clue. Yeah.
And you guys have been doing it for a while, quite
yeah.
a while.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Many, many years.
Yeah. And you, Mark, what would you say?
Well, I would say, you know, probably, you know, people, you know, with my particular mentality, you know, probably look at it in terms of baby steps, you know, just be willing to take, you know, the first little step.
And that first little step could be going to the seminar, right?
Could be going to the seminar. And then once there, come and, you know, if it inspires you, go to the website, AcuNatural, acunatural.com. If it inspires you, at least to sort of take the next step to check it out, come and get evaluated and get started.
And via the
because
website.
You know this, you know that if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And if that idea, if that notion, you know, leaves you a little icy, leaves you a little bit concerned, then there is an out. There is an out.
So it's about taking control, as you said.
Indeed.
It's about taking control of your own destiny, your own health, and making yourself better. And why not? All right, Paul, that's about it for this week. Tell us what's on the show next week.
Is your body too acidic or too alkaline? Did you know that either one will cause problems? To stay healthy, your pH does matter. Learn how to put yourself in the sweet spot and thrive. And is red wine really the elixir of the gods? Plus, what your nails say about the condition of this organ and your overall health. In the meantime, all of us at AcuNatural Family Healthcare wish you the best, and don't forget, nothing sparkles like good health. to accomplish what others don't, you've got to do what others won't. You ate your way there, and you can eat your way out. It's the food, folks. And remember to keep yours fresh.